From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. This week, 8 senators, 4 Democrats and 4 Republicans, may unveil their plan on how to overhaul immigration laws. Republican Marco Rubio of Florida made the rounds of the TV talk shows this morning to provide a preview. He says it would include a way to deal with those here illegally, but he stressed that it's not amnesty. Here he is on Fox News Sunday.
They have to pass the background check. They have to be able to pay a registration fee. They have to pay a fine, and then they have to renew it. This is not forever. This is a renewable thing, and then they don't qualify for any federal benefits. This is an important point. No federal benefits, no food stamps, no welfare, no Obamacare.
Rubio says it would be impractical to round up and deport the estimated 11 million people in the U.S. illegally. A Senate vote on expanding background checks for gun buyers could come as early as Wednesday. NPR's Kirk Ziegler reports the bipartisan team behind the plan says it's too close to call whether there are enough votes to go move the bill forward.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin and Republican Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania are co-sponsoring the bill that would require background checks for people buying firearms at gun shows and online. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Senator Toomey said the bill is not an infringement on the Second Amendment.
This is about whether or not it's reasonable to try to make it more difficult for dangerous people for whom it's already illegal for them to have weapons to obtain them.
The NRA has opposed the measure, calling it a first step toward restricting gun rights for non-criminals. The bill is seen as one of the only measures proposed in the wake of recent mass shootings that could get a vote by the full Senate. Kirk Ziegler, NPR News.
The Afghan government now says NATO killed 17 civilians during a recent airstrike in eastern Afghanistan. NPR's Sean Carberry says Afghan officials initially claimed NATO killed 11 civilians.
An Afghan government fact-finding delegation says 12 of the victims of the airstrike were children. Militants ambushed Afghan forces who were attempting to arrest 2 Taliban commanders. A U.S. civilian advisor died in the attack. At that point, U.S. forces called for air support. The Afghan government says NATO aircraft bombed the area for several hours, killing the civilians along with several militants. President Hamid Karzai called NATO's actions a human rights violation. He also condemned the Taliban for using civilians in their homes as shields. NATO says it's still investigating the incident and has not offered its own account of what happened. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Secretary of State John Kerry is wrapping up a 10-day overseas trip in Tokyo. He said the U.S. and Japan are open to new negotiations with North Korea on its nuclear program, but Kerry said that Pyongyang would have to first honor past agreements and lower tensions on the Korean Peninsula. This is NPR News from Washington. China's state news agency reports today that 2 more people have died from the bird flu, bringing the death toll to 13. Health officials believe the H7N9 virus is spreading through contact with infected birds. They say there's no evidence the flu is spread by human-to-human contact. More than $1 trillion goes missing every year across the European Union, lost to tax evasion and money laundering. Now, as Terry Schultz reports, the biggest EU economies are taking the lead to close loopholes and catch tax cheats, hoping to convince the rest of the bloc to come on board.
EU member states are struggling to pay their bills, yet lax enforcement and manipulation of tax laws mean $1.3 trillion owed to governments go uncollected every year. At a meeting of EU finance ministers, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Poland, and Spain announced they're spearheading a push to end tax havens and corruption. British Finance Minister George Osborne says tax evaders must get the message they have to pay their share.
The places that you can hide are getting fewer and fewer.
France's budget minister just resigned over his own secret Swiss bank account. French finance minister Pierre Moscovici says that's had an impact.
We are more resolute than ever.
But one country, Austria, remains unwilling to share more banking information, calling it government snooping. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Voters are going to the polls in Venezuela today to select a new president to replace Hugo Chavez. The interim president, Nicolas Maduro, promises to continue his socialism. Opposition candidate Enrique Capriles is running in what he calls the incompetence of the government. Some Venezuelans are impatient with frequent power outages, food shortages, and a rising crime rate. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.